We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It's a Tuesday. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter. Dan Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. The man of the moment, Jason DeRush, is 10, 12 minutes away, but I'm going to ask you in the audience and all of us here on the show if we even should have him on at 12:22. Adam, should we lose his number? Is he dead to us? Listen, at this point, officially, we don't know his job, right? He's lead. Listen, the key to having him on was, yes, we like him. Yes, he's good radio. He's got that big-time Twitter following, and he's a big-time anchor. Now, we think he'll still have the Twitter following, but he's no longer a big-time anchor, special correspondent. I don't know what that means. Carter, initial instinct. Do we have to wait? See what the next job is? We stay loyal? We dump him? What do you think we should do?
Well, I mean, traditionally, the big attraction is the big TV job, but I think if we're transitioning, if we as a station needs to move forward, we've got to recognize that large, his influence or presence. I think his title as influencer probably supersedes the big-time TV anchor now. I mean, if I were a forward-looking person, and what would I aspire to be? I think influencer would probably eclipse TV anchor now. I think I'd rather be the influencer.
Okay, so before I get to Dan, you would rather be an influencer than a big-time news anchor versus a news anchor, because I still would contend a big-time news anchor is more influential than an influencer. You're pushing back, it sounds like.
I just
forward thinking.
I feel like with in the environment that we're in, if we want to mold, influence people, young minds, I think that the way to do that is not through a television sitting in a desk with a suit on. It's getting a new pair of Yeezys and opening the box and putting them on and saying, look how hip I am. Let's go. Let's roll.
Okay.
Hashtag be the one. I don't know. Hashtag
be the one.
I'm the guy. Hashtag Yeezy.
Yeezy. Okay.
Yeezy.
So, what is it again?
Yeezy. Aren't those the...
with a Y.
The...
Kanye.
The Kanye West, which I actually saw a pair in Vegas. They're like glorified Crocs, and they'll cost you about $500.
And he's worth tens of millions of dollars, so, you know, they're working. So, you're saying we keep him at this point.
Well, I'm a little perturbed that he's going to be, you know, cutting into Ask Adam Anything time today. I mean, he's got his usual spot. I don't know why we're changing things up.
He's on before Ask Adam Anything.
Well, you know, it's going to bleed over. That blabbermouth will keep going and talking until, you know.
So are you saying, because your vote matters as of now?
Apparently not. I say lose him, but.
Okay, wait a second.
Oh, hold on.
Who are you? Paul Douglas? You just said two separate things, Cook. He just said, we got to keep him.
Yeah, influence, move the show forward.
At his usual time. I thought, no, I meant at his usual time.
He's hurting his segment. Get that blabbermouth off the show.
I don't tune into, what time is he on? Is it 12:35 Thursday he's usually on? That's a point. That's can't miss radio for me.
You've taken your third position in 4 minutes.
No, I said keep him, but keep him in his right time.
So, in other words, this is just about you, and you're upset that this could cut into Ask Adam anything. Is that it?
You know, I was loaded for bear today, ready to come at the people. But, no, okay, you know, Mr. Influencer, come on, I'll get out of the way for you. That's no big deal.
Okay, before we go to Dan, texters, early thoughts. We dump them, we keep them, or we wait. Maybe we got to wait and see the position. Here's one thing, Cook.
Mm.
What if he's starting to show noon to three against us and we're promoting it?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that would be bad. I don't like that idea at all. But I still we got to wait. I mean, you got to wait to at least see. If that were to be the case, then absolutely you dump them as soon as you hear that. But here's why you got to keep them.
So wait a second. You're saying maybe we could simulcast. You know, if he goes somewhere else noon to three, we do the simulcast. Mm. He's got a lot of influence. The simulcast could benefit us.
Tell you what, I'll do the first half hour with you, and then I'll jump over and be on the last half hour with Jason.
Of course you will. You're a radio whore. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Here's why I think we got to keep him, you know, because we know that being a big-time TV anchor puts a certain amount of shackles on the things DeRusha feels like he could say or shouldn't say.
Okay.
Now, it's Jason unhinged.
Can't he bar the door?
Man. It's Jason, you know, freedom. What are they going to do, fire him? Well, let's go. I want the hottest of hot takes from Jason from here on out.
Are we going to get that, Carter? Do you expect, like, when we talk to him, well, probably not because he's still on Channel 4's payroll. But if we keep him after, I mean, when is it? June 23rd? Does every TV person have to milk it? I mean, when Majors left, it was like 7 years. When Shelby left, it was 7 years. Rosen, it was 12 years. Can anybody just say, I loved it. Glad you love me. See ya, I'm leaving. No, they just don't do that, do they, Card?
No, they got to milk it, man. Ratings.
Will it be June 24th, Jason DeRusha unplugged?
It better be.
Unzipped.
Unzipped?
Untethered. It better be. I mean, he's a master. He's been a master at walking the fine line of not offending. So I'm ready for the edge.
Well, all three of us know him fairly well, I would say. The person we talk to is not afraid to be offensive off air, but he's more savvy and polished and aware of his job on air. Would you two agree with that?
Yes.
100%.
So, I mean, is he just going to be, who knows, right? Who knows what this could do to him? Should we keep him? Let's go. Text away. 651-461-9226. And the entire time we talk to him coming up, Dan, is Adam even going to contribute, or is he just going to stare at his phone going, 1228, 1229, 1230, cutting into Ask Adam Anything time?
I think it's going to be both, right? I think that's what's going to be his contribution is during the middle of the conversation. You guys know it's like 12:28, right?
That'll be my contribution.
And we got a break coming up here. Are we gonna?
Yeah, I noticed you could have promoted him during the new news. Didn't?
Nope. Did not. Made a point of it. I erased that from the copy.
You did. You took that out.
Yes.
Well, let's get to him. Let's go. Let's get to him right now. Will he be at lunch, and will he be a little bit schnockered?
Oh, I hope so.
What do we think?
Absolutely, he'll be at lunch, and boy, I sure hope he's got a few pops in.
Yes, he's got a little buzz going. I fully expect that. Now, I told him 12:22, so who knows? But now, listen, I'm getting more texts from Carter to pressure me. Get this on now. It's me time, baby, at 12:35. Maybe his final appearance ever on the show, Jason DeRusha, in a matter of moments. The man of the moment is here, Jason DeRusha. He's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Three topics for you so far. We're debating whether we should keep you or not. because we need to see what the next gig is.
Sure,
number two, fair. Why didn't you break the news right here on the show? And number three, Adam's ticked we're even having Jan because he thinks this is going to cut into his time for Ask Adam Anything.
It's fair. Well, I mean, we called it at 12:20, so we keep it short. Yeah. I understand, like, Adam's contract requires that, so it's fine.
Damn right it does.
Yeah, that's good. Well, really? Do you have a sponsor for Ask Adam Anything? I have a sponsor now.
You ever heard of Grundhoffer's Old Fashioned Meats, buddy?
Oh, gosh. Could you mention them once?
You know, they got an opening for Sausage Person if you need a little extra
work. Is it possible? That's where you're going. Two Grundhoffers to take that sausage position.
Well,
sausage innovator.
All I can say is that Grundhoffer's has been really kind of building a lot of buzz, and wouldn't it be nice if you had one a little closer to, say, I don't know, Maple Grove?
Mm.
A lot of butcher competition in this area, though.
Yes.
Osseo Meats.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Right up the road. Yeah. They do a nice job.
I went to a nearby butcher the other day and picked up some things. The sandwich at the said butcher place that used to be $5.99 is now $10.99. I think we've seen inflation in that area.
Meat costs are aggressive, for sure. Which is why I had to leave TV. I mean, I just trying to afford a sandwich. That's all.
Yeah. Cut that soundbite up too, Dan. Jason just said about meat prices. When you made this decision, did you consider this show as a part of your decision-making process?
Like whether I would still be allowed to be on the show without like the shine of being a famous television personality?
Yes, I think that's it. I think that, Adam, did that nail it precisely there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like if I were, say, you know, some corporate muckety-muck, like, would you still want me on the show? You know, I was concerned. I thought about it. And, you know, I mean, 10 seconds later, I moved on to other pressing questions.
Great.
But
great. Thanks a lot.
I gave it the time it warranted. Yes.
Is it possible that you're starting a noon to three show on a competing station because you feel like this is a vulnerable time slot?
Well, I mean, I certainly see the weaknesses.
That's Carter.
See an opportunity. Not feeding the kid. You don't advance in your career in broadcasting unless you spot a weakness and just grind it into submission.
Right. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time you played, like you played some of the, I don't know, the greatest hits from the 80s, 90s, and today, for example. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
It's a vulnerability.
Listen, the name of this segment on Thursdays, and again, Adam's very mad that it's right now, is What Would Jason Do? Yeah. That's what people are wondering. Would you like to just break the news right now here, 12:25? You've been on this show since 2009, the first regular by far. Go ahead.
Is that when it
tell
started?
Us.
2009. Wow.
2009. Jeez. That's how long you've been here.
That's amazing. How many times did I try to quit this thing? You just kept moving it to another day.
Several.
I just kept calling you. We're not stopping.
Wait,
calling you.
I haven't asked this yet. Hold on a second. I just stumbled into something. Are you also quitting your appearances on this show? Hold on, Carter and Cook. I hadn't considered that. Did your decision this morning also affect this show? I should have thought that way.
You know, Chad, a lot of us have been going through some self-examination over the last 2 years. Oh, is this when I read my pre-approved comments to you?
Yes.
No, I'll still be – well, if you'll have me, I'll still be appearing here. I don't have any news to break as to where I'm going. And I will say, my wife asked me this today, if I thought the reaction was different post-COVID than the reaction would have been if I made this announcement, say, 3 years ago. And I think it is. I think so many people out there have gone through kind of that self-examination of saying, like, am I doing what I want to do? Should I take a risk? Have I been too afraid to take a risk? And it's, you know, I was texting with a friend today about the idea of leaving something you love and how scary it is to leave something that you really love. A lot of people leave it. Well, a lot of people suffer through a job they hate because you got to put food on the table, right? I really do love
Adam knows
what
this. Adam knows that feeling on this show every day.
Yeah, I mean, so I have a great job and I love it. So it was really, I was talking to a friend who had left a job that he loved to take a risk, and it paid off for him incredibly well. And so, you know, it's exciting and scary, but people, I mean, my gosh, people are being so nice. Like, I assume they'll go back to being mean to me, to, like normal, the way I expect it. I don't know how to react to all this kindness.
Well, okay, I want to stay with that, and Jason's with us here. I was going to read a couple of the snarky Star Tribune comments. They're
I pledged to not read it.
Yeah, well, a couple of people are convinced you were fired, and this is just a buyout. So,
well, that's what I would think if I were a regular person.
You would if this is somebody else. Okay, I'm just this is the truth. If you were if this is somebody else at 6:42, you would have texted me. What a load of BS. He must have been fired. Can you confirm that for me? That's what you would have texted.
Correct.
Me.
It's true. Like Heather Brown says that I am always, whenever anyone in broadcasting leaves their job, I am the first one in the newsroom to cry BS. Because people want to believe it. They're like, oh, so nice. Someone's going to spend more time with their family. And I'm like, oh, come on. Nobody likes their family that much. I don't buy it.
We've got a 2-minute clock, or else Carter's never going to talk to me again. And you noticed he stopped talking because he's thinking about it. Ask Adam anything. Come on. Okay, two things, and then you're out of here, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
Okay.
Without COVID, do you make this decision? And then just expand on how, in all sincerity, I know you were overwhelmed by the kindness people are throwing at you.
Wow. I mean, so without COVID, would I have made this decision? I think I would have. I do. But I do think it gave me a little more freedom. You know what is the bigger factor to me? Turning 50 in 3 years. So when you think about signing a contract in TV, it's usually a 3-year deal. And I thought if I sign a contract that I'll turn 50 during that contract, I'm pretty much saying, like, this is where I'm going to stay for the rest of my career. And I thought, I'm like, you know what? I just want to try another thing and see if I can build. Can I succeed at that? Can I build it? So kind of learning new things, stretching, like the 50 mark is what kind of jumped out at me a little more. But COVID did make me think, just like everybody, right? As far as the kindness, there's always a special relationship, and I learned my very first month as morning anchor that you have a different relationship with your audience because people are watching you while they're waking up, while they're getting ready for their day. They're in their pajamas. They're in the shower. They're making breakfast. It's just more personal. You have this connection. And so the reaction has been amazing. I mean, you know, it's very humbling when you just, and humble is not a word that often comes to mind with me, but it is humbling when you just feel like you're doing a job and you're in an empty room with 3 or 4 coworkers and a couple of cameras, and you hope that what you're doing matters and is resonating. We all hope our work matters. And so I'm pretty overwhelmed today, to tell you the truth.
In all sincerity, all seriousness here, no joking, you have been tremendous at Channel 4, whether it's coverage of Derek Chauvin's murder, breaking news, nonsense, on-the-fly stuff. You have lived up to everything Channel 4 wanted from you. I have no doubt your next venture will be successful. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thank you. I'll be tuning in for Ask Adam Anything, brought to you by Grundhoffers.
Beautiful. That's coming up. Let's go. Texts and calls. And if we don't get a bunch right now, he might come over an attempt to get me in my first fight since fourth grade against Tyler Bachmeier. I lost it, by the way. So let's go. Questions for Ask Adam Anything. Texts and calls. 651-461-9226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.